When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Schickies and Pete's in South Philly. Mondays, as always, we will have the Brandon Graham Show at 6 with myself, BG, Howard Eskin, and then at 7, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata. A big week to have Jordan here as he is officially eligible to practice this week, and he can come off IR to play on Thursday. We don't know if he will. Maybe we'll find out tonight at 7. You can come by CBG and see Jordan this evening. We're going to play you some audio in a second of Jalen Hurts during the game yesterday, talking to the defensive players. I think it's really good audio and shows some evolution from Jalen Hurts. First, Pat in Denver, you're on WIP. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Ike. Hey, it's Devon A-Chain.
So, yes, yeah. Devon A-Chain.
FYI.
Yep.
You got it. 34-6. I mean, can we enjoy a win, please, before people just go negative? I mean, I'm one of the negative Negadelphia people. I live here in Colorado, but I grew up in South Jersey. And Spike, I got a bone to pick with you before you hang up on me.
Just real quick, Pat. Where have we been negative? I feel like we're talking about them going to the Super Bowl and being the second best team in the NFC.
I've been listening all day, and it's, you know, Jalen Hurts isn't an elite quarterback. And can they get there? Yes or no? Of course they can get there. If Jalen Hurts goes out and throws 5 interceptions, are you kidding? The town would be on fire. Jared Goff
Pat, you don't think Detroit, if they lost that game, you don't think they're talking about Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions? Do you think they're just ignoring it?
No, they're not going to ignore it. They shouldn't be ignoring it today.
Sure. So if Jalen
and Mike Valenti is talking about it.
Yeah, I guarantee you they're talking about it. So I can't account for any of the other shows, but we talk for 4 hours about the game. So we're going to talk about the good things. I'm going to talk about the bad things too.
Do you think if Jared Goff throws 5 interceptions against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game that they're going to lose that game? Please.
Yes.
That would be my guess.
Give me a break. Yes. This defense is way better than the defense in 2022. I don't care about the numbers on the sacks and pressures.
And a way better coordinator. They had a grown man at coordinator this year.
Absolute grown man, and these guys want to win, and they want to be out there, and they're not cowering behind excuses. So, you know, all the Sirianni haters out there, shut your mouth.
Yep.
Stop it. Right?
Yep. You're dead right, Pat.
So, yeah. Spike.
Yeah.
What is it with Pearl Jam? Why do you hate on Pearl Jam?
Finally, the important issues.
Did you say Pearl Jam?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I just don't like them. I don't hate them. I have great respect for them. They've turned into a career band, and I would say probably one of the 10 greatest American rock bands of all time. I just don't like them very much.
There you go.
Whoa. Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. Their music doesn't speak to me. I think the songs are mostly annoying, but it's hard to argue how great they are.
You don't get fired up with Pearl Jam, Alive, Even Flow, but you can play Creed every day.
Yes, yes,
it
yes.
drives me crazy.
Yes,
don't worry, coming up at 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30. Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Stop playing Creed, please.
No,
are you not a Creedsman, Pat?
No,
not a Creedsman.
Oh, Pat, get with the program.
You know, just let your guard down a little bit and have a little fun.
I will say this:
get some Scott Stapp up in you. Yeah.
Okay, can we move on from
all
that?
All right. Yeah. All right. So this is after Jalen fumbled, right? This is this is what the sound is from. So after Jalen fumbled, this is what he was heard doing on the sidelines.
After the fumble, you kind of went up and down the bench, like shaking everybody's hand.
You saw that?
What's that?
So you saw that?
I did, yes. So, I mean, what was that? What was kind of going through your mind in the moment? Like, were you trying to tell these guys, like, keep your head in there and, you know, everything?
No, you know, I think it's just we're in it together, you know, and I have, you know, zero pride or anything involved in owning my mistakes. And so I made a mistake, and it hurt the team, you know, but I was thankful for they had my back, and, you know, more so the defense and how they responded and how they played and just the conversations we have. And I think that's something that starts in the middle of the week, not even on Sundays, but we know that it takes all of us. And then obviously everyone, you know, offensively, just knowing we're just going to keep pressing and keep moving forward, keep staying with it, you know, keep throwing punches. And that's exactly, I think, how we handled it.
Now, aside from the you saw that.
Yeah, we saw it.
Yes. Yeah. Aside from that, even if here's another reason I give him credit. Even if he doesn't believe any of these things, doing them is enough to a certain extent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it might be a conscious decision for him. It's probably not natural for him to do that, to go up to the players after that. Like, that might not be a natural thing for him to do, but him thinking this is the right thing to do and this will have a positive effect the rest of the game, that's all I need.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen him do that before.
Yeah.
I've seen him do that before. I don't know why he seemed so surprised somebody saw it. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. It's common sense. Like, your defense just went out there and saved your bacon.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I've seen plenty of quarterbacks do that. It's great that he did it. And the defense deserved it. I honestly thought yesterday the game was more about the defense. I know we've talked about Jalen, we've talked about Saquon, but to me that was a defensive win yesterday. They showed up. They didn't play sloppy early. Like, they didn't give up two scoring drives to start the game and we're down 14-0, and then all of a sudden we realize we're in a football game, so now let's start playing defense. They came into the game with the mindset of, we're going to dominate this team. This team ain't scoring on us today. And there's something brewing with this defense that I believe now, that's where the real expectations have changed.
Sure.
Is that this is a legitimate defense that you can believe in. And when you compare how they play defense versus what I've seen some of these other teams do, look, just think about a common opponent with the Baltimore Ravens. They played the Bengals twice. Bengals scored 40 both times, damn near. Bengals played the Eagles. They got two touchdowns. Right?
Yeah.
That's a high-powered offense, the Bengals. Ravens couldn't stop it. I just look at some of these other teams, and I'm like, this defense is solidifying itself as a top. They're already top. We're looking at a top five defense if they keep this up.
I think one of the things that's changed is, instead of being worried about going up against these great offenses the next 3 weeks, now I'm excited to see what happens.
We haven't had this much homegrown talent on defense since the early 2000s.
Right.
In my opinion. It's a time in there where it happened. I don't remember having this much homegrown talent versus having a bunch of mercenaries, trades, all that type of stuff. I mean, I look at this defense, I'm like, man, this could be our defense for the next 3 to 4 years easily.
We will hear from the guy really responsible for this win, Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Right. Give Nick his credit.
Give him his credit. Another win for Nick. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders after that big win yesterday? We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the Half, another WIP event, is back November 20th right here at Cheeky's. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Details at 94WIP.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.